This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
We're going to start with a combination of the Grateful Dead and Tesla and auctions and...
What? What's happening right now?
Bob Weir of the Grateful Dead. He's
yes.
Mill Valley resident, apparently. He is going to be auctioning off his personal Tesla.
He drives that car in the documentary.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Is it the Dolphin Gray one?
I don't know.
Model S?
I didn't pay that much attention to it, but I do know that there's parts where he's driving around the Bay Area in the Tesla. Must be it.
He is auctioning the car to raise money for two environmental nonprofits, the Oceanic Preservation Society and the Leonardo DiCaprio Foundation.
Also because he wants a new one. What?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's, I guess that they say front-facing trunk. Is that the hood? But you can store stuff in there?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
So you can store stuff in the front and the back. Where the engine would normally be is a trunk, is a front-facing trunk.
All right, a front-facing trunk. It's signed by members of his current band, Dead & Company. Includes a couple people from the Grateful Dead and singer-songwriter John Mayer. So that's part of the prize. Also included is a driving lesson with a professional race car driver and environmentalist, Leilani Munter. That's his sister-in-law, and a tour of Tesla's factory in Fremont. So you get quite the little prize package there. His car is a 2014 Tesla Model S in Dolphin Gray. It's in pristine condition. The auction site promises it'll be good for many more long, strange trips. The bidding opens on August 10th, and it starts at $100,000.
So there's a huge debate online of what do you call a front-facing trunk? And Tesla has a name for it, but it hasn't caught on yet. It's called a frunk.
The frunk?
The frunk. You think that's going to catch on?
No,
put it
I
in
don't.
The frunk or put it in the bunk?
Put it in the frunk or put it in the trunk?
Yeah, I would go with frunk. If,
you would?
Especially if Elon Musk came
I like
up with
the
it.
English how they call it a boot.
The boot.
The front is called the boot?
No, the back is the boot.
The place where you put stuff, the trunk,
sure,
is a boot.
But it is weird to think of the hood as being a trunk.
Well, that's
but
the way
that
it
is
in
it
some
is.
Of the old Porsches.
Have
or
they
like
in the
BMWs,
front.
Yeah,
right?
The engine's in the rear, and the Karmann Ghia had a front trunk.
And they called it a trunk? Did they call it a frunk?
I don't know. I mean,
the frunk. Anyway, they go on to say if you can't afford that, you can get the new $35,000 Model S, which, as we discovered, if you want it with anything good, it's not $35,000, and you got to wait a couple of years to get it. In a separate auction, he is going to be auctioning off a custom D'Angelico guitar.
Oh, he's got a model, so that out. They put his name on a cheaper model that anyone can have. I think that's it. But he probably is, one of their artists.
Sure, they're sponsoring
him.
So
it's probably a really nice guitar.
It's signed by him and his band, and so that's yet another thing you can get. But if you're, wanting to spend all kinds of money for a Tesla. I'm sure that's a tax write-off for him. And I think, and isn't it when you get something in an auction for charity, you can only write off the portion that is above and beyond what you would have paid for the article in question. Like if you paid $200,000 for that car and it was only worth $70,000, you could still write off $130,000 of it.
Mm-hmm, I've heard that.
But whatever
before.
The worth of the item is and the use you'll get out of it, you can't write that off.
Oh, I don't know.
So, I don't know. People looking for tax
write-offs. That's why I have a CPA, Sarah.
He'll let you know. Kathy Griffin.
What about her?
She's in the news again today.
Good for her.
And this is for a totally different reason.
All right.
Here she is. It's a picture of her
that
she put up.
She didn't do that.
She did.
She has, of course, been under fire the past few months after posing for a very controversial magazine photo shoot. She shaved her head to stand in solidarity with her sister, who is currently undergoing chemotherapy while battling cancer. She's sitting beside her mom, Maggie Griffin, I guess, in that picture, who's covering her mouth in surprise after seeing the special gesture that she did to honor her sister, Joyce Griffin. Her mother tweeted that Kathy was a wonderful human being. It's not
clear. I'm sure she is, but she does come off incredibly vain, you know, with all the surgeries she's had. So I'm actually more impressed by the shaving of the head. I mean, I guess it's clearly she's making
it
public
sister,
and
right.
doing it for her sister. But as vain as she is, I'm surprised.
Well, she can wear wigs for the time being.
Oh, I guess. All right.
Well, I think she always wears the extra hair anyway.
Sure.
Oh, she does?
Extensions, yeah.
Everybody seems to wear
that's
that.
So weird, man. We were watching Big Brother, and that girl combs in big patches of hair to her hair. It's so weird.
I know. So strange. But that people are doing it. Sure. Hers look pretty good, actually.
Who?
Jessica's on Big Brother. Like, so she combs it out, and then she takes a little bit of hair and kind of wraps it up so there's some place to kind of attach the hair extensions. It's a lot of hair. Anyway, it's not clear what type of cancer Griffin's sister is suffering from, but it hits home for her. In 2014, her older brother Gary passed away at 63 after a more than two-year battle with stage 4 esophageal cancer. So, in fact, she had written, "This morning, my brave brother Gary Griffin passed away after a brutal struggle with cancer. Oh, and he was funny as S."
Hmm.
And so now she's shaved her head in solidarity with her sister, who's, it doesn't say what kind of cancer, but going through cancer. That's got to be rough. Rancid.
I love Rancid.
Oh, they did a little concert last night. Actually, this may have been a couple of days ago, because this is dated the 28th, so maybe it was over the weekend. In the audience was Stephen King, the master of horror.
Oh, I saw this!
Yeah. He is, you know, if you read his books, you know he's a music fan. He's always putting quotes from various artists in his, like the little foreword in the book, or he'll, you know, just put at the top of a chapter, there'll be a little quote from like Bruce Springsteen
or
somebody.
And he has one that's sort of has a rock star in it.
Oh,
what
he does.
What is that one called? Revival? I think it's called Revival.
It is Revival. Yeah, the guy goes on to be like a musician, and then he hooks back up with the guy who was the preacher on his street.
I don't remember.
Goes on the road with him.
I don't remember, but anyway.
Anyway, it looks like he was at this Rancid show, and everyone's saying, "Oh, he's gonna work this into his new book, Sleeping Beauties."
I just saw a picture posted by the guys in Rancid with Stephen King in between the two of them, and thought, oh, that's funny.
He says, this is back in 2014, he praised their record Honor Is All We Know by saying, "The new Rancid album, Honor Is All We Know, is a post-punk classic. Streaming free, cool. Free too. Very cool." So
they are great.
Yeah. He.
I took the missus to one of their shows, and she'd never been to a punk show at all. But
oh God,
I think it
think?
Was here at the Warfield. And as we're walking in, there's all the people who gather to smoke outside or whatever. And right as we're walking in the door, some kid who looked like his head had been kicked at least 10 times.
Oh, I remember the story, yeah.
And he's got blood like sort of here and here. And but he's on the phone and he's just the happiest you could ever imagine.
He got stomped in the mosh pit.
Yeah, he got stomped in the mosh pit, but it was just like, "Oh, I'm so happy." And she's looking at him like, "What happened to you?" It looked like he'd been to war and was happy about it.
Where am I going?
Right.
Where is my boyfriend taking me?
It's a good show. Mm. They're great fun.
Macklemore is in the news. He is lucky to be alive. His Mercedes was hit head-on by a drunk driver in a pickup truck.
Oh.
TMZ is reporting this happened... It's like Friday night, just before 11 p.m. in Langley, Washington. It's a town about 90 minutes. They call it pretty remote, and it's a town 90 minutes north of Seattle. The pickup driver, according to police, was rounding a bend and crossed into oncoming traffic and hit Macklemore's car. The truck driver wasn't wearing a seatbelt, smashed his head into the windshield, leaving him unconscious and bleeding. According to the report, It looks like on the scene, he came to and told officers he'd had a drink a while back.
Yeah.
And they said, how many drinks? And he said, 5 o'clock. So he was a little on the out of it side.
Right.
Macklemore had 2 passengers in his Mercedes-Benz. One person was treated for a minor cut to the head, but all 3 walked away from the accident.
Wow.
The pickup driver was taken to the hospital, and they're saying he will be charged with a DUI. Casey Affleck is getting a divorce. He's married to River Phoenix's and Joaquin Phoenix's sister.
Is that right?
Yeah, Summer Phoenix.
All right.
That's their sister, isn't it? Summer
yeah,
Phoenix?
Yeah, it is.
She has filed for divorce.
He and Joaquin are best friends.
Oh. Well, these two are done.
Well, it happens.
According to her, the split's been a long time coming. She filed the divorce petition yesterday in L.A., citing irreconcilable differences. They have 2 kids. They have 2 sons, 13-year-old Indiana and 9-year-old Atticus. She requests joint physical and legal custody of the boys, and she lists their date of separation as November of 2015.
That is the saddest part of the story. It totally made me think of that. They have kids.
Yep.
They try to stay together as best they can for their kids, and yet it's probably been 2 years of just suck.
Yeah.
Right. Just absolute awful suck. And you just can't imagine what that must be like to come home and be like, oh, I wish I could go back to work. Right?
Right.
Ugh.
Well, and even during the course of their relationship, there's been weird allegations about him. Didn't they say he was sexually harassing people on sets?
Yeah.
Nothing really ever came of that. We didn't hear
too much. A lot came of it, actually. There were news stories that almost kept him from getting an Oscar
nod,
right?
Yeah.
Did he settle with someone?
Oh,
or were there...
Oh, in that standpoint.
You know, people certainly talked about it. I'm just saying nothing... I didn't ever hear of, like, that being... determined to be true.
Looks like in 2010 he was sued by 2 former co-workers.
Did he just pay them off
for
and tell them
million.
To shut up? Well, anyway, so they would have been married at that time.
Right.
Because they've been married for 9 years and together much longer than that because they have a 13-year-old together. She lists the date of separation as November of 2015, but they didn't announce that they'd separated until March of 2016. Things have been bad for a while, it seems.
Yeah,
it
looks that's like bummer.
He did an interview in 2016 with the New York Times, and he said it was settled to the satisfaction of all.
Yeah, so he was being sued for $2 million by one woman and $2.25 million by the other. And then it goes on to say it was an undisclosed amount, so they got their money.
He said it was an unfortunate situation.
Hey, for him it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to go home and answer to that, bub.
Right. He won the director Oscar for Best Director earlier this year.
Director or actor?
Actor. He won it.
Best Actor. Yeah. In which movie?
Manchester by the Sea.
And
who directed? His brother directed? Who directed?
No.
He directed that.
Casey Affleck did not direct Manchester by the Sea.
Who directed it? That movie is great, but incredibly bleak.
Yeah, really sad.
Really sad, but the acting in it is amazing. Actually, Michelle Williams should have won too. I don't think she won. She was amazing.
Sorry, it's the internet keeps crashing on me.
Okay.
Kenneth, no surprise there.
Kenneth Lonergan.
Oh.
And he wrote like Howard's End.
Oh.
He wrote Gangs in New York.
Oh.
He wrote You Can Count on Me, and he also directed You Can Count on Me, Margaret.
All right. Anyway, so he won Best Actor. Summer is asking for spousal support and attorney's fees. Yuzi, what is the name of the cell phone case you use that lights up? People use it for selfies, but you use
it's
to
right
see.
Here. It's called the Lumi.
Lumi.
It was Kim Kardashian was their spokesperson. That's how it got famous.
Yeah, she and the Lumi company are getting sued now.
Why?
Because they didn't think it up, and this was our idea. Damn it, we want our money. She uses and promotes the illuminated smartphone case, and I didn't know if you were also using a Lumi, but that's the one.
That's it. Yeah, I reviewed it on Yuzi's Reviewsies for the review, but right. I did see it because of Kim Kardashian.
Funny.
She says it takes better selfies. I never noticed anything.
Well, it lights you up. It's fine. Yeah, it's wicked bright. So yeah. It does take, you know, it's helpful to you just walking around.
Right.
But they say if you are nicely lit, you look better in your selfies and okay. So Kim's company, Kim's a Princess. This is the first I heard of this particular company.
Is that right?
Kim's a Princess, Inc. It got slapped with the suit on Monday. A guy named Hushmand Haruni.
Come on.
That's his name.
Hushmand?
Hushmand, with a D. Hushmand Haruni. Said he got a patent back in 2013 for a, quote, integrated lighting accessory and case for a mobile phone device. And that's a perfect description of what the Lumi is. This is a $100 million lawsuit.
Yow.
I know.
Have you seen any of the stories about Kanye lately?
No. What's up with Kanye?
Have you seen a recent picture of him?
No, he's hiding.
He's gained at least 50 pounds.
No.
I swear to you.
I haven't noticed.
The picture when we were just traveling for Disneyland.
Yeah.
I got magazines or whatever and was on, you know, you're traveling, you're killing time. And there's a picture of him from last year at this time and a picture of him now. And the dude, full in the face, big baggy clothes.
Well, when your wife has a baby, you put on weight too.
Well,
right?
I put on some weight, sure. But I think it could, who knows if it's the medication.
All right, here it is.
Let's have a look at this.
This is from In Touch.
One of the photos.
So there's the article goes.
Oh, it's hard to tell in that photo.
Well, no, you can tell.
Got a big bulky
you're far
jacket
from
on
it right there, but that's one of the photos they showed.
In Touch is reporting the Kardashians are very worried about Kanye's weight gain.
Oh wow,
they should not worry so much.
Really?
He looks. That's. I mean,
he's in
a it's hard.
Full on feud with Jay-Z though.
What's like, going on with them now?
For title.
You're the Tinseltown Tattler!
Tell me what's happening.
I guess that some stuff on Jay-Z's new album is pointed directly at Kanye, and Kanye pulled his music immediately off a title, which they are partners in or some kind of contractual obligation.
He didn't he put Life of Pablo or whatever his last Kanye's last record, didn't he put that on Tidal first?
I believe so, yeah.
And now he's pulled all his stuff off there?
Well, mm-hmm. He says Jay-Z's company owes him millions of dollars.
Mm.
They're in a feud.
And wasn't Jay-Z talking crap about him?
Yeah. On the new album does.
Well, you can tell that Beyonce has never been into like Kim Kardashian. She doesn't want to be in pictures with her. She always looks like RBF when she's in the same firm with her. That resting bitch face she's got it going on. Anyway, Kim is getting sued. It sounds like maybe they should take a break from themselves for a little while. I don't know.
She there was a story 2 days ago that she's getting sued for her makeup.
Yeah.
She copied another person and the name.
I thought that was Kylie. Dude. She's getting sued about makeup too, right?
She is too.
One of the reasons Kanye is really mad at Jay-Z is because their kids have never played together.
Oh, we did hear that one time.
We did hear that, yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
There's a lot of stuff that you read
is
and
it?
Go, let's stick this down in the pile.
If you're friends with someone you want, and they've got kids, and you got kids, you know, you'd want the kids to play together.
Beyonce don't
want to. If they don't want
there.
Their kids playing with your kids, that means they're.
They don't like
really
your parenting.
Yeah, well, they
and
just
they don't
like
your
you.
Kids, and they don't right. like you. And we're
well,
just
maybe
being
their
polite.
Schedules haven't lined up. It might not mean they don't.
Please, it's about the nanny schedules.
They're both billionaires. Right. I mean, they can make it work, right?
And they've been renting in L.A. for a long time now. It's not like they're in New York. They can't be like, oh, we're in New York.
Do you know what the traffic's like in California? You can't even get down the street.
Make it a sleepover.
There's an undisclosed source saying, ultimately, all of the fight come because of one thing. Kanye is forcing Kim Kardashian on the Carters.
Yeah.
And they don't want to be around her.
They don't like. Well, look, I mean, the Kardashians, people do follow them and like them, but they're cheesy.
It does come down to sometimes the partner someone's with makes it hard to be with the people you want to be around.
You're exactly right about that.
Couple that you like both the people.
You want to tell us about it, Hooman?
Tell us all about it, Hooman.
Listen, enjoy your friends while they're single, everybody.
You are going to hate them.
That girlfriend that they're about to marry is going to hate you in about 6 months.
Oh. It's like striking gold when you find a couple that you truly enjoy, both people.
Yeah.
It's a miracle.
It is a miracle. And they truly enjoy you, too.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure Kim and Kanye are like, we truly enjoy you guys. And they're like, we're super busy.
We gotta go. I think, what's-her-face, Kylie's E! Show is starting possibly this
Kylie
week.
Kylie's show?
Yeah.
What's that called?
Kylie's Life, Life of Kylie, something.
Oh, yeah, Life of Kylie, like
something
Life
like
of
that.
Riley.
Oh, my God.
Is Life of Riley a thing?
Yeah, it's like,
that
what is
an
it?
Old
it's
TV
saying.
Show.
Yeah.
It's a saying?
Yeah.
I thought it was
it's
just
from
a saying.
It's from
the
old TV show.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Life of Riley. Riley just, not necessarily sat around, but he was, you know, a little on the lazy side.
Right. But things
so
happen
when they go
for
Life
him.
Of Riley, oh, living the Life of Riley. You're not doing much.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and so I was going.
So Life of Kylie, I don't know, maybe it means something totally different.
She's a businesswoman. Oh, she's a model.
Sure, of course,
she's a
yes.
this. Oh, Kylie, I can't believe my life is this.
She says that in the
Shut
promo.
Up. I decided I that I feel bad about myself when I watched the Kardashians, so I don't watch them anymore.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, good for you. You pulled off it.
I'm happy to hear that.
I couldn't. Sometimes.
I mean, I went past it, and I decided, I was sitting there, and I said, you know, I really feel bad about myself watching this garbage. I watch so much garbage, but that's really garbage.
Yeah.
So I can't do it anymore. But I'll check out Kylie for you.
I miss you. I wish you'd watch.
I did find one picture Chloe. Of Kim and Beyonce together.
Oh, Vinny's hand is up.
Yeah, that's at an event, though. They're not
that
at
doesn't
the playground
count.
At all.
Yeah. Like a fashion show.
That's not.
They don't have arms around each other. They do both have half the inside of their boob showing, though. That is the look these days.
It does look really good. I mean,
the side boob?
No, the front.
Regular all cleavage.
Goes all the way down to your belly button.
Uh-huh.
That's the look. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
You know, speaking of things that people have pulled off for better or worse, I am curious. You came in and confessed that you had to quit Pokemon. You got rid of it on your phone. And then we talked about it, and it seems like you went back to it. And then I wondered if maybe we talked you into something you really did want to be off of. So is there a status update on your Pokemon gameplay?
The update is that I hardly play at all. I play, if I get one Pokestop and catch one Pokemon per day.
You're good.
I'm good. I keep my streak going, so I just do that. We're right here by a Pokestop, so at some point during the morning show, I've been...
You just knock it out.
Turn it on, knock it out, and put it away. And that way, if we decide to pick it back up... Like, we've just been so busy. It's just been such a thing. And it's nice. It's a total relief. I don't have to think about it. I just get it done and
all right.
I'm done with it. Thank you for asking, Vincent. What's coming up in the news?
Robot-proof jobs.
Oh. Ooh.
Snacking.
Uh-huh.
And more after these.
Radio.com. The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon here on Alice. She's the best afternoon DJ in all the land, so please tune in and enjoy.
Jane says...
She's really, really, really good. What?
I'm looking. I was trying to find the schedule, I think. I can't remember if she's off today.
Oh, she's off today.
Hold on. Today is what?
Tuesday the 1st.
Okay, she's on.
All right, Jane, she's coming in today.
Enjoy Jane, everyone. Look at her videos. Look at her Snapchat. Look at her Instagram. She's all over the place. Look at her boots. Mm. She posts pictures of that. She does a lot of videos, and she's just feeling herself. Like, she's really good with her
big blue eyes and her big red lipstick.
Uh-huh. And she's just really got this whole... You just, as you look at the videos, like, that girl is feeling herself.
Yeah.
She's
got it going on.
She knows what
Jane
she's got going there.
Going on.
All right, so here's what's happening. I wanted to address this real quick. I don't know where the controversy comes from, but there's more than one text about it.
About what?
I did a story about polygamy and how there's a growing percentage of Americans that say it's morally acceptable and... that it's not a problem to them. And people are writing in saying, please be aware. And it might be a word you threw out because you always throw out words that I don't even notice you
what
saying.
Is it?
Hi, guys. Please be aware there's a difference between polygamy and polyamory. The difference is marriage. Thank you.
Yeah.
And then 925, there's a difference between polyamory and polygamy. No one said polyamory, did you?
No, but that is when people live together in love,
right,
without being married. So polygamy,
right,
is that they're actually married. And so people do live in these, what they consider these people to be their wives, even though legally they're only married to one of them. Because I don't believe that they can be married to more,
right,
than one.
For so away. Looking... Polygamy is illegal, but polyamory is not. That news story was hard to listen to. Maybe because you're in that relationship, it hit home for you, but no one mentioned anything about polyamory.
Yeah, we were just asking if people thought it was okay to have that, and we all said, yeah, we don't care.
It just, that word came up like three times in a row, and I'm like, no one mentioned that.
Well, they're
why
just trying
you,
to
what are you even talking
make the
about?
Distinction between the two. They might appear the same from the outside. One is...
All right.
Would be a true marriage, and one is.
Well,
just...
my opinion is the same for both. I don't care.
Do whatever you want.
I don't
at your
care
house.
What you're doing, man. I
it's
got
a
my
free
hands
country,
full over here.
Allegedly,
right? It's enough. I've really. Whew.
Jane goes, "Oh my God, I'm driving and laughing so hard." I said, "You be feeling yourself, girl."
Look at her videos. You'll see what I'm talking about. The makeup's just right.
Yeah.
Big blue eyes.
She's working. She knows how to do it. I mean, she's actually a pretty good social media person.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I look at that and go, boy, she's good at that.
Yep.
Jane, tell me how long it takes to do your eye makeup. I mean, you've been doing it for so long.
She probably can get it on there pretty fast.
I mean, because it's always perfect.
Yep.
I just can't do it.
Write us an inner office memo and let us know.
Yeah. The Secrets to My Makeup by Jane.
All right.
Glassdoor.com claims these six jobs won't be taken by robots, at least not in our lifetime. Question is, you think they're right?
Okay.
Teachers. What do you, just made a face. We're all only one in.
Well, it's not that I think that teachers can be replaced. It's that I do picture classrooms of the future having a lot more to do with computers, and that we might be able to. And
Ready
the reason,
Player One.
That's why I
Anybody?
Think this, that there are teachers who are hired to teach math, and they could have a million students.
It's just like syndicated radio.
Right. They're teaching the masses.
I don't agree with it, though. I think you actually want
a one-on-one relationship with a teacher.
A person in the room with your child.
Yep.
That this person not only is getting to know for learning purposes, but for other things.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they need to. And there's a lot of times when a teacher needs to intervene in a situation where a kid's being hurt or abused or something.
Right.
To
it's
have,
good for people to know
yeah,
your kids.
Yeah, absolutely. And yet. All right. One deep.
Okay. But I don't think, I certainly don't think robots are going to take over. I do think that computers will play a huge part in it. But
they say obviously
robots.
Schools are relying more and more on computers, but actual human teachers probably aren't going anywhere for a while.
Good news.
Nurses and doctors.
Yeah. Although they do remote surgeries, like a doctor's in one room with haptic gloves on and there's a robot performing the surgery.
Where are they doing that?
Look that up. That's true.
That's
a real
not
thing.
True.
That is a real thing.
That's on TV. You saw
yeah,
that on
TV.
Yeah, but not for reals.
No. Real. Like on they talk about it being possible for military applications. That, you know, a great doctor could do like a crazy surgery on someone who's half a world away.
The AI system Watson that dominated on Jeopardy is already diagnosing patients. So they say maybe not.
Really?
Maybe
you
doctors and
your...
nurses won't. I feel like doctors and nurses, come on.
I know, you didn't need someone there to tell you. You have cancer, see you tomorrow. Like that's not going to roll.
I have a buddy who was in marketing for a long time and can't seem to find work in that field. And I told him 2 years ago, go into nursing, go take some classes. Now's the time.
Yep.
You got the money, you got the time. Go do that. Sitting around waiting for a marketing job to drop in your lap. You could be done and get into a job. There's tons of nursing jobs,
mm-hmm.
I think, right?
Yeah.
So right now, robotic surgery has to be supervised.
As in there has to be a doctor at the far end? watching the robot do the surgery?
Yeah, they can't just... But they are saying, you know, they're able to stitch together pig's bowels during open surgery. And I don't know if that's supervised. Maybe
they
pigs!
You did this on a pig! Wow! Let me lay down!
Do it on me!
But I don't know if it's... look, if they're doing it, if they're already this far, I'm sure in 5 or 10 years they'll be unassisted, you know.
Although, like Vinny just said... Oh, sure, you did it on a pig, do it on me. I do think that I would prefer always to have a human surgeon.
Yeah.
If you have that option.
Yep.
But if you're up in the moon base, you know, right. You need a specialist.
Here's a robot that they created as a receptionist, I think, at a hotel, and she speaks like 19 different languages. Mm. And
all right.
She looks like
snappy
a lady.
Snappy dresser.
Was receptionist on that list?
No, so it's teachers, nurses, and doctors. These are jobs that are robot-proof. Police.
Oh, we've all seen RoboCop. Come on.
RoboCop. That Come on, happen. You and TV. Lawyers. Unless the entire justice system gets a massive overhaul, they probably won't be out of work anytime soon.
Yeah.
Physical therapists.
Yeah.
They use more and more technology to help with injuries, but...
The bottom line, there's got to be someone there kicking your ass.
Right. And hairstylists.
Oh.
Will never go away. I read a story the other day that some people have their longest relationship is with their hairstylist.
Oh, funny.
Isn't that weird?
Well, they're hard to break up with.
Well, not for you.
That's true.
You've
I
been,
just stopped
you
going.
Mowed right through them.
Right.
I'm just like, I'm not going there anymore. Mm.
What is the hardest snack to stop eating once you've started?
Cheetos.
Chips.
Popcorn. Hooman's right.
Chips was number one.
Yay, oh. That was right.
And other salty snacks, which could be popcorn.
Or what Cheetos.
Or nuts.
Oh, nuts are hard to pull off of.
Candy, not including chocolate, came in second.
Are nuts hard to pull off of?
Nuts absolutely. Are hard to pull off of.
To pull off of.
Very difficult to pull off of. So salty and tasty.
Right.
Such mixed messages out of you all the time.
Where's the sound of
that? You'll say you like the nuts, but then next story you'll be like, yeah,
I don't want to go in there and do that with him.
Yeah, we might be talking about different nuts, man. I'm talking about actual, like, you know, pack of almonds or something.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, hard to pull off.
Someone just sent in a text, and I don't even know what this is about, but it's funny that we're talking about it. 408, it's a little picture, and at the top it says, it's all about teamwork. And it says, one testicle hangs a little lower than the other so they don't hit each other when moving. And it's these two little... testicles, and they're smiling, and but they're working together.
Oh, one higher than the other. Is that true, guys?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
From what I've read that before.
No, I mean in your own pants.
Yourself. Like,
does one hang lower than the other?
I don't know. I don't notice that. No.
So they're even.
We're gonna need.
Well,
to
I
see
feel
that.
Like they're usually close to the body. And then when I'm in a particular state, they're really close to the body. Mm-hmm. The state that you might be talking about, I don't know that I'm in front of a mirror. So I don't know.
Checking it out. Yeah, you haven't noticed that one hangs lower.
I haven't noticed that, no.
Pullman?
I'm reading about testicles and their hanging abilities.
We're just wondering if you've ever noticed that one hangs lower than the other.
Yes, I have.
Is it left or the right?
I think it's the right.
Go to the bathroom and check. We'll get back to you.
Right
How
now?
About a fast fact?
Yeah, fast fact. Oh, he really is going.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
let's go see which one is lower.
Madagascar got its name when Marco
Polo
sailed there. Mistakenly, he thought it was Mogadishu, Somalia, and misspelled Mogadishu in his notes so badly. That we got the name Madagascar.
Well, we got the M right.
Right.
Mogadishu.
This is...
That's funny.
I almost don't want to do this story, this fast fact, but I'm going to do it anyway.
All right. Because you're afraid I'll question it? Or
well, I'm afraid it's going to bum me out for good and probably a lot of other people. Hot dogs.
Yeah.
Yes.
You've often wondered, why a hot dog? Right?
What?
Why is it called a hot dog? Do you
no,
know
I'm,
why it's
I've
called a hot dog?
I've literally never wondered why it's called
Have
a hot dog.
Have you ever wondered why is it a hot dog?
I've never wondered why.
Have you, so you've wondered this?
No, like, why well, do they call no, it a hot but dog? I now I'm going to tell you why.
Well, now all I can think of is when the dogs get lipstick, and that might be why they call it a hot dog.
Dogs get lipstick. You why know. Do they get? I don't know.
Boy,
what that
dogs
means.
Get lipstick.
Oh. No. That's not it.
Thank God.
Oh, Sarah.
Thank
God.
It's worse than that.
Sarah. It's worse? How can I? Don't know Sarah me. I'm not the only one who thought that.
They get lipstick. I'm like, who puts lipstick on the
I
dog?
I was thinking, that. Oh, Hooman's back.
Hooman.
What did you discover?
It's the left.
Hangs lower. Yes. Significantly lower or just lower?
Enough lower so they don't, you know, knock together and stuff like that.
Did you wash your hands?
And stuff like that.
I sure did, Yuzette. Thanks for double checking on
me. He doesn't
wash
his hands. It's not. That doesn't happen. Hot dogs got their name because people in the 1800s suspected that sausages were stuffed with dog meat.
And they called them a hot dog. Well, luckily these days we know they're not.
Right.
Yeah, but that's what that comes from. If you've ever wondered
about
that.
They probably did have dog in them. I mean,
come on!
The 1800s, for God's sake. Things were different.
Gatorade created an alcoholic mix of their lemon-lime flavor and beer called Hoppin' Gator in 1969. Hmm. But it tanked.
I should try it again.
I didn't know it's been around that long.
Gatorade?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Hmm. Is it?
Yes, it is. Because I wouldn't think it either, but then you think back, yeah, they've been dumping Gatorade on each other for a long time.
Yeah.
I hope I didn't do this one. The three guys who founded Compaq Computers were initially planning to start a chain of Mexican restaurants, but they decided to do the computer thing instead. Computers, Mexican restaurants.
Oh, well, I think they made the right choice.
Sure. Ghostbusters was originally written for a three-man team played by Dan Aykroyd, Eddie Murphy, and John Belushi.
Oh.
They rewrote the script after Belushi died. Eddie Murphy must have jumped out.
Must have.
Found something else to do. Got superstardom.
Yeah.
He do? He did 48 Hours, and then he did Beverly Hills Cop, and then it was...
Trading Places.
Oh, on the list, sure. Yeah. And then he was just gone.
Pew.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Already did the polygamy thing.
Yikes.
Regarding intuition.
Yes.
Says 510. Was driving home and a car pulled behind me at a stop sign one block from home. When they turned left after I turned left, the hairs on my neck went up and I drove past my house. My gut said drive to the police station. They followed me all the way and took off when they saw the cop cars parked in front.
Oh.
Glad I listened to that little voice.
Damn.
What do you think of that?
Well, I think that you should have called 911 and had them come out and meet the guy and follow him. Because what if you got somebody else?
Oh, don't blame this person.
I'm saying you should have called.
408, right on. Oh, right with you, Vinny. Shopping should be get in, get out.
Yeah, I like a get in, get out. It's just hard sometimes. You like get distracted by stuff.
Well, it's not even that. It's getting out of the house in general takes more than 15 minutes in a situation where you're waiting on everyone to find stuff. And right. You're just all, what? I could be back. I'm almost there. Right. I could be almost there before you even get shoes on your feet, everybody.
Let me just go.
Let me do this.
Yeah.
I got it.
It is aggravating when the whole family's going somewhere and you're yelling, get your shoes on.
Oh, my God.
Does everyone peed? We got your wallet. Does everyone have everything that they need? And then sometimes we're all sitting in the car.
So see, you're with me then. You actually...
Well, I want to leave. I want to get going, but I do want to be with everybody. It's funny because we call John the Dawdler, and so we'll all be sitting in the car with our seatbelts on and waiting and waiting, and we start chanting, we're never leaving. We're never leaving.
You do?
Yeah. And then he comes out, and he's got to get his keys out and lock the door. And then he forgot something, so he goes
he's
back
He's making sure he's all... locked up and everything's off so the house isn't on fire when you get home.
He's also most likely to have forgotten something, even though he's the last one to leave every time.
He's doing right by you.
We're never leaving.
Oh, please.
We're never leaving.
If you guys would just stay home, then he could go by himself and not worry about it.
He should stop planning these amazing trips. That would be the best thing.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.